I'm really excited because Adrienne Bugatti is here in studio with me. It is a double feature. She's just finished her own show and stayed in studio, which I'm really grateful about because always it's nicer. It's
much nicer.
I can read your body language and I can see where you're going. Oops, I shouldn't have asked that question. Or yes, she's smiling. Go further with that one. So yeah, let me just do the intro as I should. Owner and mashgiach at Kosher in the Bush.
Yes.
One day I will get to experience that experience of kosher in the bush, says he, hopefully. But today's World Chocolate Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought a really good place to start is actually what is chocolate? And I'll tell you where that question comes from. I read not too long ago that a very famous brand of chocolate in South Africa could not actually be sold as chocolate in the European Union because it didn't comply with the requirements to be chocolate. So
yes.
So let's start off there. What is chocolate?
So chocolate is from the cocoa tree. It's the seeds that they've taken, crushed, and turned into a liqueur. Not an alcoholic liqueur. A liqueur is in like a thick syrup.
Okay, I'm glad you explained that.
So that's where it came from. And that, so in the 1800s, it was so expensive because that's how they had to do it. So when you got your cocoa in the morning, the fancy ladies would get pure cocoa with milk. That cocoa was extremely bitter because it is pure liqueur. There's nothing added to it. And then they added the sugar and the milk to come with it. It will always be cane sugar because palm sugar and other coconut sugars do change the flavor, and it will change the recipe, therefore make it not chocolate. Now, you asked about the UK and the US, and here's the reason I wanted to have a look, just to confirm.
Mm-hmm.
So, in South Africa specifically, our chocolate has a lot of vegetable fat or palm oil in it, and that disqualifies it as a chocolate.
Wow, interesting.
In the UK and in the US.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's why it's Cadbury's is not considered chocolate.
Oh, wow. Mm. Is that not fascinating?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if this is a fair question, but are we getting second-rate chocolate here in South Africa?
I don't think so. I think we're getting different chocolate. Cadbury's has always been made this way. So we're used to it. But it is why the Swiss chocolates are always so much better. But on the other hand, the U.S. chocolates I find extremely bitter and salty. It's because each country has its own
recipe. You're blowing me away here. Because I always kind of took with such a pinch of salt the story that, you mentioned Cadbury's, so let's just stick with Cadbury's. It tastes Cadbury's different in the U.K. as opposed to South Africa. And I thought, what are you talking about? Chocolate has got to be the same thing. Mm-hmm. How could it possibly be any different? But you're telling me, like Dinkum, it is.
Yes. It's the ratio of the cocoa liqueur to the fat, the sugar, and the milk that you put into chocolate. Into your slab, should I say.
Okay, all right. Well,
and that's why when you buy Cadbury's or Beacon or I don't know who else makes chocolate, you'll find their flavors are different. Even in their just plain dairy bar, their plain milk chocolate bar, you will find it very different.
Adrienne, and texture, because I think texture for personally is like 80% of why I love a particular brand as opposed to another.
Right.
What makes one sort of grittier and one smoother and one melt in mouth as
once
opposed
again,
to
it's our vegetable fat that we
joking?
Put in it.
No, but hold
it
on a
minute. It gives that smoothness. So that oil, that fattiness in your chocolate bar, it dissolves. With your mouthfeel, because heat sort of softens your oil. If you think about when you put oil into a frying pan that's cold, it actually sticks quite together. As the pan eats up, the oil spreads.
Yes,
It does the same in your mouth. It's also why the chocolate melts so quickly.
So why the Belgians got such a good rep for chocolate?
So they use very, very little fat in their chocolate. Their chocolate is more pure chocolate.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, or is it just a taste thing?
I think to me, as a health sort of issue, it is kind of a good thing because the less fat, the better. The problem is that when they want to adjust the flavor, they add the more sugar.
Interesting.
You will find that you'll never find anywhere in nature where the sugar and the fat are together. Those are all added by men, by humans. And that's what changes the taste of everything. That's why when you look at Lindt chocolate, their dark chocolate.
Yes.
The variety from 70% to 90%, the change in the flavor.
It's crazy.
Is enormous. Mm. And the reason
the
is.
Mouthfeel as well. Completely
yes.
Different.
Because the 90% has absolutely no fat in it whatsoever. It is the pure liqueur that has been hardened and there's no sugar either.
Is there any human being on the planet who actually enjoys eating the 90%?
I haven't met anyone yet.
Because I was thinking, the only thing I can see it any good for is to like melt it down and throw in cream and sugar.
Yes,
like it's
so
the only thing
it is. It's fantastic in ice cream. The 70% is nice. It's very, very rich. And that's one of the things. It's that liqueur that adds that richness. And you're able to eat it. They say it's healthier because it has less fat in it. But what happens is also it's so much stronger that one piece would be enough, whereas you sit down with your favorite bar and the entire slab is gone in minutes.
Oh, no, I have no problem with that, no matter what it is, where it is, how it is.
I would struggle with a 70% to eat an entire slab.
For real? Mm. No, I don't have such problems in my life.
I mean, it would take me the whole day. It's not that it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen as quick.
So, no, I'm just thinking about like chocolates I've eaten, and forgive me because I don't know what's kosher and what isn't. So
no,
like, I'm
fine.
Not the biggest fan of Toblerone. I just don't like the mouthfeel. But I would sell my late grandmother, for a good piece of Côte d'Or because I just think that's like.
So it's the smoothness.
It's the fattiness
in the Côte d'Or. Côte d'Or has a more vegetable fat content and more milk in it. Then the Toblerone leans more towards the darker chocolates and the more pure chocolate.
Okay. All right. That is interesting. Mm. Are you not amazed by the fact that like pretty much worldwide, in fact, on this entire globe, there is not one person that I've ever come across or that you would have come across who doesn't like chocolate? What is it about it that every kid from the day they're born just wants this?
So chocolate is actually a serotonin. I don't know how to put it into simpler terms. It increases the serotonin in your brain.
You're telling me it actually seriously, physically, on a physiological level makes you feel good?
It's a chemical reaction with your brain that makes you feel better.
Oh, my
goodness.
Okay,
It makes you feel better. It's also why people with like something like seasonal affective disorder, people who don't like winter, will eat more chocolate in winter than they will in summer.
That is absolutely mind-blowing. But it makes sense now that you say it. I just wasn't aware of all these undercurrents. So it's absolutely fascinating. Let's bring it back to South Africa and our taste.
Okay.
Apparently, I don't know if it's true or not, we have a predisposition for sweeter chocolates.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Very much so. If you think about the flavors that we have available in the slabs, the ones with the Smarties in, the ones with the Jelly Tots in, even the mint ones, have got a much sweeter, less minty flavor than if you bought an overseas mint chocolate. If you think about the very expensive After Eights.
Yes, yes, yes.
That you can taste more mint than you can taste chocolate.
100%.
Whereas with our mint chocolate, you buy the slab of mint chocolate and you're going to get an equal amount. You're going to have those pieces. And it's not because the mint hasn't been melted down to full.
Yes.
Because you can buy, there are chocolates that have got mint filling in it. But that mint filling is still sweet.
That's a wonderful segue to this issue of pairings. Because that is what I thought we were going to spend the afternoon talking about. And we're definitely not. But I want to talk to you about pairings. In your professional experience, some are beyond revolting. I've just seen an article where they're recommending cheddar cheese and dark chocolate. And truly, the hair on my back just stands on end thinking, nothing could be more revolting than that.
So this is where, like I was talking earlier on my show about TikTok trends and foods that make you stop and go, are you insane? But there are some beautiful pairings. There's chocolate and raspberry. There's chocolate. We've talked about mint. But there's fruit. Chocolate and fruit. One of the biggest ones, unfortunately not kosher, is in England. They have this orange. I remember that
from childhood where it's actually wrapped in the segments.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's
an
orange
like
chocolate. And so having the citrus fruit, you can get your chocolate with chili, which is actually very nice, by the way, in small amounts. You can get your chocolate with citrus peel, so lemon or even oranges. You can get your chocolate with sherbet. So you've got that sour in it, and then you bite into the chocolate, and you've got the sweet that come together.
If I had to push you to like pick one, your absolute favorite of all time, what's the combination for you personally?
Mint.
Okay, no, I like that one. I'd agree with that one. And then when you're like sort of doing affairs and catering out in the bush, what's like the popular?
So the popular one is the chocolate with orange. A couple of the places that I've worked at have been able to import the chocolate from South Africa, depending on where they are. Sally Williams chocolate and orange, which is Parv.
Okay.
It's a dark chocolate, so there's no milk in it, and the orange flavor, and it just makes, to make it over an ice cream or to turn it into a chocolate mousse or even a chocolate sauce.
You're killing me here. You're killing me. You're destroying my taste for chocolate.
So chocolates. There are. There's some beautiful
that's
ones.
Like
but
such
what
a Bobadicka chocolate.
But what
like
about a
candied ginger?
Chocolate and coffee.
Okay, no, that works really, really, really well. There's no complaints
there. Drop a chunk
there.
Of chocolate, and you don't have to buy a mocha or whatever. You drop two or three pieces of chocolate into your cup of coffee, stir it up, and you've got that hint of chocolate in your coffee. The dark chocolate does work better, but it's still delicious.
I must say, you're kind of making me smile because I'm thinking back to me trying to make the perfect hot chocolate on a winter's day and using two blocks of lint in just milk. But
no.
It doesn't give you the exactly no, it didn't work.
No.
It didn't
no.
work.
It's going to be bitter, especially if you're using dark lint.
Well, that's exactly what I was doing.
Because the dark lint has no sugar in it.
There you go. And that trick about apparently a peppermint crisp where you supposedly bite off the one end, bite off the other, and suck the milk up like a
as
straw,
long as
does it actually
milk.
Work?
Yes. Must be warm milk.
Is that for real?
Because
that's
you
not
want your
legend.
Chocolate to melt. You want your chocolate to melt. But you've got to be fairly quick. You can't have it too hot because otherwise the mint melts as well, and then you can't suck it up at all. Just stir it into the bottom of your coffee, and you've got Christmas coffee, as they call it.
Oh, really?
It's the peppermint coffee.
All right.
I did definitely as a kid, even cold milk, I would eat the chocolate off, put my mint in, and suck my milk through the chocolate, through
fantastic.
The mint.
Just
it's delicious.
In terms of pairings and kashrut, just that's coming at it from the kosher angle, are there kind of restrictions that should get in the way of the enjoyment, or do you?
Only if it's a dairy chocolate. And there are some really good non-dairy chocolates, depending on how you use them.
Explain.
So something like a dark chocolate for stracciatella, which is an ice cream where they've melted the chocolate into a liquid, and as the ice cream is freezing, so if you're doing it at home, you'd put your ice cream in your freezer for about an hour and a half, depending on your freezer, and then you pour in this chocolate and stir it. So it's got pieces of chocolate in the vanilla.
Oh, happiness. Happiness.
Yeah.
Add a bit of halva in there and then I'm a happy man.
Yeah.
Happy
so those
man.
Are beautiful things. Chocolate and halva is an amazing combination as well. Little rich for my taste, but very
no
good.
No such thing.
Very good.
No such thing.
But also wine. Dark red wine with chocolate.
All right, that's a good place to leave it. Happy Chocolate Day to you, World Chocolate Day. Adrian Bugatti, thank you so much for staying in studio with me. I know it's been a double shift for you this afternoon, but really appreciate that and so enjoyed the discussion. Thank you. That
Happy
brings
Chocolate
us
Day.
Happy Chocolate Day.